بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
But that year I went in Ethica from 1st of Ramadan. Here Masjid Noor. On my own. Nobody else with me. I was alone. And he was going to spend half of Ramadan here in Blackburn and half in London. So through he phoned somebody, and through somebody he sent a message to me in Masjid Noor that every year you used to come looking for me and meet me. But this year I understand you are in the shackles of Etikaf. And you were unable to come. I inquired as to why I did not see you. And people have informed me that you are in the shackles of Etikaf. Etikaf ki bediyo mein tu jakda hua hai. And you were not able to come. So I am going from Blackburn to London, and approximately 12 o'clock midnight I will come to visit you in the masjid. So nobody, the musalli is nobody. I did not inform anybody because I didn't know how Hazrat would react. But I knew that if I am sitting with young people, Hazrat would react very nicely. He would feel very happy that he is making effort on the young people. And they will also. So Hazrat came. There were about 25-30 young boys. We were waiting for Hazrat. Hazrat came. We met. He sat. And I said to Hazrat, give some advice to these young boys. I will translate. You speak in Urdu, I will translate. So from amongst the many things Hazrat said, he was very, very knowledgeable, very pious. He said that, I am congratulating all of you young boys. I am congratulating all of you young boys. I am congratulating you because you have love for deen, you have love for piety, and you have love for knowledge. Now the young boys were staring at Hazrat. That we have love for deen, love for piety, and love for knowledge. How does he know? We don't feel we've got any love for knowledge or piety or deen. And he said, because you've got love for these three things, that is why you are sitting here until midnight. Still they did not understand. And I was a little bit confused as well. So thereafter he said that I should not think about myself that I am knowledgeable, because if I do that, it's very dangerous for me. I should not think that I am a person of deen, because if I think that way, it's very dangerous for me. And I should not think that I am a person with knowledge or piety, dangerous for me. And then, doing my islah also, he said, and Maulana should not think this way also, that I am a person of deen, I am a person of ilm, and I am a person of piety. That is why people, we should not think it's dangerous for us. But why have you sat here till 12 o'clock? And why do you daily sit with him till 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, 11 o'clock? You sit with him and you have sat today because you think I and he has ilm, I and he has deen, and I and he has piety. So you don't sit because of him or me. You are sitting here because of piety, because of ilm, and because of deen. So I am congratulating you that you've got love for piety, you've got love for ilm, and you've got love for deen. So it's a great blessing. Great blessing. Great blessing. To love somebody with this belief that he is a pious person. That's why I love him. That's why I like him. That's why I admire him. Because he's dindar, he's religious. Because he's a person of ilm. It's great. And Allah will not deprive such a person. Because you have love for piety, Allah will give you piety. You have love for ilm, Allah will give you the ilm. And you have love for deen, Allah will give you deen. If you go to the wrong person, if you go to a person who is not pious, thinking he is pious, if you go to the wrong person thinking he is knowledgeable, he is religious, then because your intention is sincere, Allah will put you on the right track, and a time will come when you will become pious, you will become knowledgeable, and you will become religious. Because he knows why you are going to the wrong person. You are going to the wrong person, but he knows your intention. That's why it's my belief, it's my view, it's my belief, that non-Muslims, when they worship a particular religion, thinking that this is my only path to salvation in the hereafter, then a time will come when Allah will guide them to Islam, because of their sincerity. Because he is sincere. You will find so many cases like that. Allah Ta'ala, Allah grant us all the tawfiq. Allah grant us all the tawfiq. So do not underestimate these types of loves. Those love hearts that you see in those other loves, then that love is as superficial as the love heart. It's just... It's very easy. It's not difficult. It's this love. Where you gain nothing, what do you get? What do you get for loving an alim? What do you get for loving a pious person? What do you get for admiring a religious person? Nothing. Material, you get nothing. Worldly gain, no gain. But still people go, people travel, people come, people sit with ulama, pious. Why? Throughout the world. Because they have only one thing in mind, that I will gain with Allah. And Allah is looking at these intentions. Allah Ta'ala grant you all immense barakah.
Amen.
Immense barakah. And in return for your love for me, may Allah grant you His love.
Amen.
And may Allah also include me amongst you.
Amen. Amen.